Okay, we are recording.
Okay, well, this is something I came across when I was working, and it's the Perranporth St Agnes area, and they lots of mines around there. Some of them were copper mines. And before the last war, the Second World War, we were exporting copper ore from here to Germany. And the miners who were actually working in the mines, they thought that was stupid, which of course it was. So they used to tip the ore off the cliffs. And there was really a lot of problems with it. And they had to bring extra police down from South Wales to try to control it. Now, this is not a very well-known story, because I met somebody who was actually involved with it many years ago. And he said, well, there was never anything written down. He said, because you wrote something down, there was a danger somebody could find out about it. So what we used to do, it was all word of mouth. So he said, how that's resulted, what that's resulted in is that there's no actually written record of it at all. Although I have looked it up and I have noted that they had to bring some extra police down from South Wales. But there's nothing else written down at all. It's totally word of mouth. But I've now spoken, well, now when I was working, I spoke to two people who were involved with it. And it very definitely happened. They tipped loads and loads of copper ore off the cliffs to stop it going to Germany.
And when was this, did you say?
This is just before the outbreak of the Second World War.
Of course. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, yeah.
But like you said, it's all word of mouth.
It's all word of mouth. So, like a lot of things in Cornwall are like that. So, but they deliberately didn't write anything down, so they couldn't be, you know, nobody could be prosecuted for it.
And it was copper ore, did you say?
It was copper ore, yes. Now, I know they used to mine copper ore in St Agnes. But it was around that sort of area, so I don't know exactly which mines were involved, but it was that Perranporth St Agnes area. That's where it was. So it'd be interesting to see if anybody else has given that story or not.
Yes, it would, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, right.
You know.
Oh, well, that's good. Perhaps that's it. It's not something that's commonly known, purely and simply because if you're doing research, you won't find it mentioned anywhere.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't recorded, yeah.
But now it is recorded.
Now it is recorded, that's right, yeah.
Can I take your name, Richard?
Yes, it's Richard Pryor, and Pryor is spelled P-R-Y-O-R.
And have you got like some contact details? Really?
Yeah,
like an email or
what do you want to know? Email?
Yeah. Email.
Okay. It's all one, all lowercase, and it's Richard G. Pryor, and that's P-R-Y-O-R.
Yeah.
At googlemail.com.
Googlemail.com.
That's if I can get my... In the moment, it's crashed, so I'm hoping I can resurrect it. But
Have you got a phone number?
Yeah. Telephone is 01726... 882...
920. Lovely, thank you, Richard. So what we'll do is we'll have... we've got...